Thank you, Liz. This afternoon, we're proud to welcome Lindsay Mack and her band, I guess you can say, right? To Eugene. Lindsay's a songwriter and cello player from the Boston, Massachusetts area. Actually, originally grew up in the Heartland, as I understand it.
Yes.
She released an album called Small Revolution back in 2005 and a new disc called Stop Thinking just late last year. Stop Thinking has received critical acclaim at radio stations across the country. She's been named Artist You Need to Know by influential AAA radio station WFUV in New York City. Her song Stop Thinking was played on American Airlines flights all during this month. Is that right?
That's right.
That's pretty hip. And you were also on my own top 10 CDs for 2008. So.
That's good news. I didn't know. That's great.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and welcome back to Eugene, Lindsay.
Thank you. I love being here.
When's the first time you were here? Was right after Small Revolution? Was that right? Right after the 2005 or after the remastering in 2007?
I think it was late 2005.
But you said you've been here a couple of times now.
Yep. I've been to KLCC in your old spot. Maybe I shouldn't even mention it. two times. But I'm really, really impressed by this new spot. You guys should be proud and excited.
And we are, both of those things.
Yeah.
And we're really happy to be here. Before we get started today, I would like you to introduce to the radio audience your compatriots for this gig this afternoon.
Yeah. So. Well, I've got a multi-instrumentalist who today on the radio will be playing some guitar. It's my friend and actually co-producer of the album Stop Thinking, Jason Petrin. And then our bass player and sound assistant is my lovely Dev Ray, who also happens to be the agent of most of these shows, and we appreciate him very much.
Okay. Before we go any farther, let's have some music, if you All please. Right. Tell us what you're going to do and where it came from.
It's a song off the new album, surprise, surprise. And it's sort of a song with vignettes of different, characters I've met along the way. Not necessarily totally truthful, because I hopefully get that license to make some stuff up. But about the human condition and how we can have extremely different situations, financially and relationship-wise, and still sort of be feeling the same stuff. It's a song called Faith. Busboy making countless trips out of the kitchen and clearing plates just as full on the way back in, on the way back in. Though close to home he's working where the great green dollar reigns, he don't speak a lick of English and nobody asks. Don't feel complete. Oh no. Oh no. She walks the dog around inside their gated real estate. Looks through those iron railings and feels all of their weight. She climbs a hill most every day and squints her eyes to see. Yeah.
Sounds good. Faith from the new CD. Lindsay, did you get something to radio as a single off this record right off the bat? Because that's the one I would have chosen, I think.
Oh, wow. I didn't. I just, released as an album. Yeah. That was one of the recommended, quote unquote, tracks, but never can recommend to different tastes. So, But yeah, I think that's one of definitely one of the highest played.
What was the tune that American Airlines decided to play this month?
They actually picked the title track, Stop Thinking,
uh-huh.
Which will be in full effect at our show tonight. It has a bunch of little things on it. I think we're actually going to hopefully work with American Airlines again, and maybe they'll pick a different one, and maybe it'll be Faith.
Have you noticed a bump since they started playing? I mean, in sales or...
Yeah, well, I've seen a bump since the album came out.
Sure.
And then there was the holidays, and a lot of good news has been coming in recently, and it's hard to attribute any one thing. I'm not really sure. I'm just happy for it, really.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Keep it coming.
Let everybody know, remind everybody that we're speaking and listening to Lindsay Mack this afternoon on KLCC's Fresh Tracks program at about 25 minutes past 1 o'clock. Lindsay, I wanted to ask you about another tune on the CD, and that's the Seven Stones tune. Just because there's so much musical imagery going on in that song, and I get the hit. First time I listened to that song, and I heard the shimmering violin thing right after the wave, the reference to the wave coming in, it just sent shivers. Down my back. So when did you decide to get on with that one, that little device there?
Well, you must have ESP, because that's what I was going to play next.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Great.
Indeed.
Well, we'll listen to it. Then how do you do that without a violin section?
sometimes less is more. We'll go with that. I'd love to bring an orchestra on tour, but not quite yet. And maybe, in your new facility, actually, we probably could work it. There's enough room in here, we could have an orchestra, but it's a song hopefully that it's more about the sentiment and the vibe, and I think it hopefully works solo as well, and I guess we'll let your listeners be the judge.
Yeah, but now, and we've played the tune many times on the radio, but I'm just wondering, where did you come up with the with that shimmer that comes right after that that reference? Do you remember when you're writing
well
the arrangement for that?
I had some help with the string arrangements for sure, and in fact they were mostly written by the other producer on the album, Steven Weber, and what really helped is that he really understood the song from a emotional standpoint before he even began to write, so it wasn't like he needed a lot of direction, and the undulating nature of the music hopefully mimics that of waves, and then the strings kind of creeping in and sort of building the canvas into a wider horizon than what you think it is in the beginning of the song. And he did a great job, I think.
Yeah, I think you can totally feel that one. Also, some of the lines reminded me very much of your classical upbringing. Some of the lines underneath, there's some fugal elements. And
exactly. That's a huge part of how I hear music in my head.
Yeah.
It's not often that I can actually do that on my own with the cello, but when given the chance to make an album with people who have a lot of talent, that's what comes out, because I think the classical upbringing that I've had is just in my veins.
Yeah. let's talk for just a second about where you've been, where you went to from Small Revolution to Stop Thinking in terms of writing and arrangements. How did that growth process go, and what do you, and you know?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you why. Because when I was listening to Small Revolution, I heard maybe three or four tunes that were just gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous for me, mm-hmm. and I understood what was going on. But this record I put on, and every tune, front to back, to me was a gem all by itself. So you grew, I think,
right
from that.
Hopefully touring and playing even more helps that. And you know, to write the second album was pretty daunting because you have kind of your whole life up until your first album to get material for that mm-hmm. first album. And then you've got this time, this clock ticking with people like, oh, when's the next one coming out? Oh, when's the next one coming out? And I wouldn't say that those is just everyone, but certainly radio people, thank you very much, put that pressure on. And, you know, what I sort of thought about in that process was to simplify without becoming simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
I think people don't have a lot of time in their day. They certainly don't have a lot of attention. And I think a goal maybe in this genre of music is to grab people and give them something meaningful, but don't require that they stay there for 45 minutes to figure it out. And there's different art forms that do that, and the payoff is maybe even bigger, you know, symphonies or whatever. But keeping it simple and keeping people engaged, I think is helpful in making meaningful music. So that was my goal. And that's not to say there can't be complexity, but right. there's got to be a melodic hook or something that makes you want to hear it again and again.
Yeah. Let's talk about Seven Stones, just the tune. For me, things that occurred to me are love, friendship, sacrifice, those sorts of things between two people. So is that a good read on this tune?
Yeah, I would add a big one, and that is hope.
Yeah.
When all the chips are down or when something seems impossible, you never know.
All right.
And if you have, you know, some perseverance and some faith in what you think is good and true in the world, then hopefully and likely it will happen.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's hear Seven Stones then. This is Lindsay Mack on KLCC's Fresh Tracks.
Lighthouse on the shore, every year it crumbles more, piece by piece, falling far. But at his feet, way down below, a girl put seven little stones to protect him from the storm. And the waves came. And the waves came, and the waves came. I couldn't be the one to help you stand in a world made of shifting sand. I could be the one to hold you down when the wind is rushing all around. I could be the one. Where ocean meets the sky, I can be the one that you call home. I could be your seven little stones. Now the gales, they came and went, as the girl did too, and then the biggest storm of all. She often thought about her friend who would have battled it till the end, and where those little stones had gone. when the waves came, when the waves came, when the waves came. I couldn't be the one to help you stand in a world made of shifting sand. I could be the one to hold you down when the wind is rushing all around. I couldn't be the one to watch you to the place where ocean meets the sky. I could be the one that you call home. I could be your seven little one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Fallen on hard times, came back to see the ocean side. Life had worn away her smile, as if conceived of in a dream. The land had fallen away indeed, but in an extraordinary way. Atop an island in the tide was the lighthouse standing high, and those seven little stones, and the waves came, and the waves came, and she smiled. You couldn't be the one to help me stand in a world made of shifting sand. You could be the one to hold me down when the wind is rushing all around. You could be the one to watch me fly to the place where ocean meets the sky. Could you be the one that I call home? Could you be my seven stone?
Don't need the strings. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lindsay. We're listening to Lindsay Mack on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. She's in town to play tonight at Sambon's Garage. Start about 8 o'clock this evening. A little early for Sambon's, people, I understand, but that's fine.
Yeah, I figure it's a Thursday night, and it's not the sunniest weather, so people probably want to be cozy at home, so come out on the earlier side, I suppose, and enjoy some music.
You're playing tunes from a new recording called Stop Thinking. There's only one non-original composition on this CD, and it's Blackbird from Lennon McCartney's songbook. So why that one?
There's kind of a funny story behind that one, actually. I, as you know, grew up in the classical tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, very structured and very intensive, and I'm hugely grateful for it. But one thing is it made me feel not so hip amongst my friends, especially in high school when people were going to each other's houses to, quote, jam. I'm not a jammer. In fact, it freaks me out to no end because I'm always worried about messing up. So sort of as a move past that, Lindsay, you know, have some confidence about your jamming ability, I figured I should learn, you know, part of the Bible of covers, and one of those would probably be Blackbird, as most guitar players play that song, so yeah, that's why.
Okay. It's a gorgeous tune. What are the other tunes that you pack around with you?
My my goal began and ended with Blackbird.
Okay.
I play a Bill Withers cover as well, but that's not necessarily in the jam repertoire. I'm kind of thinking I'm the kind of person that might put a cover on every album, just because I think the way I play the cello, plucked and strummed, is so different that you can really bring something new to a song you already know.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about the plucking and strumming aspect of your cello playing here. The first time I saw you a few years ago, really was startling to see somebody strap on a cello and play it much in the form of a guitar. How did you get started doing that? And are there other people that do this, or is it just, are you pretty much the only person?
There's nobody that does it that I know of. There are people that pluck the cello and sing.
Sure.
It's more, they're sitting down and they play in a band or and some people, they bow and then they pluck. And, you know, there's alternative cellists, I should say. But nobody that I know of that's, like, just a full-on singer-songwriter, and certainly no one that has this very attractive looking strap that I have, which is quite dirty from many years of touring. But I the plucking began because I really wanted to sing, and the only thing I knew how to play was the cello. I tried bowing and singing, but it's kind of a physical, horrible scene. You shouldn't see someone trying to do that. Certainly not me, because it doesn't work so well. So then plucking became the right thing, I felt, and you could do chords and you could do rhythms. And then I actually got this opportunity out of the blue. Before I had a CD, before I had a band, before I had anything, I got asked to open for Katie Lang in Boston. And I lied to her manager on the phone when he called and said I was totally ready and that I totally had a band and we did this all the time, right? Because I really wanted to do it.
Yeah, sure.
So I got a band together and we practiced for that week that we had to prepare. And during that time, I just felt completely so out of it because I was sitting. I was sitting and my cello was in the floor. So I fashioned this strap, this weird sort of thing going on, because I wanted to stand up. I wanted to be more engaged. If I was going to be the singer, I needed to connect with the audience, and that's sort of how this all happened.
Are you telling me that the first time you tried this was in front of an audience for for Katie Lang?
6,000 people, wow. Yeah.
It must have been an interesting moment.
Probably wasn't the smartest thing, but it also, I had nothing to lose. So, it began this whole revolution for me, so I'm happy for it.
Have you been touring behind Stopping Thinking, Stop Thinking, since you put it out?
No, actually, I had some tours planned by a promoter. They put together this big tour with a couple different acts, both on the East Coast and on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And the economy thing really hit those folks hard, and they canceled both tours.
Wow.
And they canceled it at a point after which we couldn't have booked anything else. So it was kind of this weird period where I had put out this album and I was at home. And I'm happy for it now because the schedule for the rest of 2009 is a little bit crazy, but it felt weird. So this is kind of the first, I would say this is the first tour for the album. There's been shows on the East Coast, but not a tour. So
yeah, and from here you head down to California, is my understanding, and then you're back in the Midwest and in the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
You're pretty well booked through spring.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I think, the economy thing could have made that really different, but people still like music, and we're happy for that. Thank you, music people.
Okay, one more tune for us this afternoon, and we'll call it good. This is Lindsay Mack on KLCC's Fresh Tracks program.
This is a song about doing your own thing against the odds. And thank you very much for having us. One, two, three, four.
I like the way the water smears fast across my windshield and the trees flicker by me in the night. I'm moving through this world, in some ways fast and some ways slow. I've already been where I was, and where I'm going I don't know. Well, there's always someone there to tell you who you are and who to become. Well, there's nothing better than knowing where you stand with you yourself, the only one. So here I am, between the Barbies and the Broncos. Here I am, did you miss me in the shadows? Here I am, between sugar sweet and bitter blue. I'm nothing if not true. Oh, oh yeah, here I am. Photos are in, our polls say they like you in the sweater. I say hey, thanks, but I like going naked much better. I said, leave this to us, girl, for this is what we do. You never done this before. Do you wanna look like a fool? Well, I run out on the stage, wearing nothing but my smile. They shake their heads behind me. I am laughing all the while. The audience, they get me, not a hiss or a boo. We sing the night together, 'cause they're all naked too. Between the Barbies and the Broncos, here I am. Did you miss me in the shadows? Here I am. Between sugar sweet and bitter blue, I'm nothing if not true. Oh, oh yeah, here I am.
Broncos and Barbies. That's Lindsay Mack along with Jason Petron and also Dev Ray in the other room taking care of the mix on the sound for us this afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the time to stop in and play for us, Lindsay.
Thanks for having us and for all the support thus far. I really appreciate it.
Good luck as you go down the road, you know?
Thanks.
All right. Lindsay Mack plays Sam Bond's Garage tonight starting at 8 o'clock. Thanks, Lindsay. All right, Lizzie.